As winter quarter progresses, colder temperatures officially set in. Northwestern students with varying cold tolerances are donning their thickest coats, scarves, socks, and pants. Amidst all of the efforts to get from one place to another as quickly as possible, I was curious, what can you do to get outside in the sub-zero conditions?
It's Illinois and it's the winter, so you're kind of doubling down, but there's certainly stuff to do.
That's Beenan Weinberg's second year, Daniel Zittimer. He's a member of the Northwestern Outdoors Club and likes to get outside anytime he can, no matter the weather.
I think just like finding ways to hike, and I think that there are trails that are not too far from here. You know, a lot of people don't have a car on campus, and there's probably still access to them.
While the Outdoors Club hosts more trips and on-campus activities in the fall and spring quarters, members are finding creative ways to enjoy the cold or stay active.
The Outdoors Club just had a thing where they would reimburse people for like going skating or for like going to the indoor climbing gyms.
Ice skating is a classic wintertime activity, and there are countless options in the Chicagoland area to glide across the ice. The Maggie Daly Park Skating Ribbon downtown is a popular choice. But don't forget about Evanston's own Robert Crown Center. One of the main challenges many students face at the rink comes at the rental desk. Skate rental fees can sometimes be on the steep side. At Maggie Daly Park, weekend walk-ups are $22 plus tax. But did you know there's a little office on campus that can help?
I've always known about Norris Outdoors just since coming to Northwestern. I always thought it was really cool that our school had such an accessible option for people to get outdoor equipment.
That's CESPE senior Elise Lamar. She works for Norris Outdoors, right next door to the game room on Norris's underground floor. It's a little-known resource at NU, but they offer countless rental options for you to enjoy when soaking up some vitamin D.
It's pretty season-dependent, but everything's rented year-round. I guess it just depends when you can use it in Evanston. But we have tents, backpacking backpacks, we have grills, we have tables, sleeping bags, sleeping pads, and then we have ice skates and cross-country skis.
Weinberg first year and Norris Outdoors employee Adam Gribbins, an avid nature lover himself, says he's seen lots of traffic in the office despite the cold temps.
The skates are very popular because they're cheaper than the skates at like Millennium Park or skating rinks in Evanston. So a lot of students like to rent them out.
But you don't need any equipment to get out and about. If you like to run, take a note out of Adam's book, as long as the conditions are right.
I'm in the track club, so I go for runs. Not as often recently because you have to watch out for ice. But depending on the days, we can still go for runs, depending on like what's salted, what's cleared.
No matter what you do, the three outdoor aficionados I chatted with had a common piece of advice to share.
Layers.
The layer up.
Just bundling up as much as you can and trying to like push on forward with all the things you were gonna do anyway.
The bottom line, if you're looking to get outside, there's ample opportunity to do so. And even if you don't know how to strap on a pair of cross-country skis, there's no time like the present to learn.
I would totally recommend trying it. I knew how to cross-country ski, but I went with my boyfriend. He had never done it before and picked it up really easily.
And if you prefer to stick to the sidewalk, you might see others traversing campus with their skis, even the professors.
I saw professors like cross-country skiing across like quads. And I'm like, how do you, there's a road in between everything. How do you do that?
For WNUR News, I'm Brandon Kondritz.